it's Sharon Peters here. It's about 10:30 Eastern Standard Time on Saturday morning, January the 27th. And I am talking to one of my partners, one of my global partners for a project I'm working on. His name is Sean Creighton, and he is a teacher in Arizona at Santan Junior High School. And Sean, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at your school, what you teach, and what kinds of things you do with your students, and then we'll talk a little bit about the project we're working on.
Okay. Well, I teach computer applications classes. There's basically three levels of classes that we offer at Santan. One is called Computer Foundations, and that's kind of a basic level computer class. We do basically, you know, the Microsoft Office products, and we do some research on the internet and things like that. And that's kind of geared more for the person that really hasn't taken lots of computer classes before and hasn't had that kind of exposure. So it's mostly for seventh graders. And then in eighth grade, we have another class called Computer Applications that kind of continues along that class, which just kind of goes a little further into the programs and does more advanced types of features with that. Those are each a semester-long class. And then I have another class that's called Advanced Computer Applications, which is a year-long class that students have to apply to be a part of. And that's the one that is actually doing this project with you, Sharon, the GVC project. And they meet for the entire year, and they do more of the advanced topics, you know, the web design and using programs like Dreamweaver and Fireworks and Access, you know, and things like that. So that's,
okay.
That's basically it.
And it's distinct from my school, which has taken those kinds of computer lessons and applications and embedded them into our other courses such as geography or English or science. And, you know, I'm not sure I'm happy with that model because I think we're missing out on exploiting the programs as well as really dealing with issues that surround information literacy and web applications.
Right.
So I'm kind of mixed feeling about whether or not your model or my model is better, but I'm
Sort of them too, honestly.
I wanted to talk a little bit about our project. We're with the Global Virtual Classroom. It's a web design contest. It's been running for, oh gosh, how many years now, Sean? Is it 7 or 8 years?
Something like that. I got on kind of late in the game, but I think the first year maybe was 1999 or 2000.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And our partner, who is late for our meeting right now, Janet Barnstable, was one of the pioneers in their program. But this is my fourth year, I believe, with Global Virtual Classroom Contest.
Yeah, mine too, I think, actually.
And basically, we are matched with two other schools by someone who oversees the program. And we are asked over about a 5 or 6 month period of time to design a web page, an educational website, actually, and work together as a team and collaborate and produce a product at the end that will be up on a server for the world to see. And I have had such great experiences with GVC in my time with it, and I know that it teaches kids such valuable skills in today's for just, you know, today's world, the 21st century learner. And I wanted to talk a little bit about maybe some of those skills that the kids come away with.
Mm-hmm.
And pick your brain a little bit too, Sean, with
Sure.
your experience with it. And not only do they learn these applications such as Dreamweaver or whatever mm-hmm. web design software we choose
Right.
to use, but, you know, really the important skills come into the collaboration and negotiation that the students have to do with each other, crossing cultures and time zones and bridging those differences of understanding sometimes as they work together on a project.
Yep.
What's your two cents worth on that too, Sean?
Absolutely agree. You know, being a computer class, I kind of sell this as a web design, you know, competition and class and stuff like that, and that's kind of the hook. And I mentioned that we're going to be doing it with two other schools that could be in different parts of the world and things like that, and they seem kind of intrigued by that, but mostly at that point they're really into the web design aspect and getting to try to do you know, make their own website and use Dreamweaver and things like that. And by the time we're finished with the project, the thing that they're talking about isn't the web design anymore. It's how they had to communicate and learn to collaborate and do all that kind of stuff. So I think definitely the fact that they get to practice those skills is so important. They're not used to that. You know, they're good
That's
at
right.
doing email to
That's
their
right.
friends,
exactly.
and they don't have to worry about, you know, how they word things. They can be kind of, you know, sloppy and informal and things like that, and that works out great. But when they have to communicate all of a sudden with students that they've never seen face to face, and they don't have that that knowledge of, you know, oh, I can say this and get away with it, and it's not really a big deal, and they won't take offense to it. They really have to watch what they say and how they say it, and so that's just been really cool to kind of see them work through that. And it definitely is a struggle for these kids. Sometimes, you know, they're really good at the tech stuff, and they're really bright kids, but to see them kind of forced into this, you know, this place where they have to negotiate and compromise and communicate so clearly.
Exactly.
It's fun to watch. I wouldn't say fun to watch them struggle with it, but it's exciting to see them struggle and come through it and realize what they've learned in the process. So.
And I like this project, too, because it really taps into multiple literacy skills. So they're not
yes.
only dealing with the text, because we've had to generate content, of course, for our website. We have to have real educational stuff.
Yeah.
You know? The students have had to do research. They've had to summarize the research. They've had
mm-hmm.
to document research along the way. Then they have to take what research they've got and create a whole new product. And not just a product that is text-based, but they've had to use graphics. They've had to
yes.
use flash
yes.
design and movement. And then they have to look at the big picture of how they're going to piece this architect, you know, basically design this site together so that the linking works and
uh-huh.
that the navigation works. And so there are multiple skills here that I think that are being built on the part of the students. And I just think it's a terrific, terrific project.
Yes.
And, of course, there is the award prize money at the end
yes.
for the students if
they
want.
Like that
if they like that part, too. And we had a little bit of a discussion about that yesterday
mm-hmm.
With my students. And this year, maybe we should talk, you know, get down to the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts, what we're doing, what does this project look like when it's sort of in process or finished?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you describe a little bit about what we've been doing with the actual content?
Well, the content has been built around this idea of mythology and heroes. That was kind of a topic that we brainstormed early on and seemed to kind of latch on with the kids. They seemed to kind of buy into that and think it was interesting enough. So we just kind of took that and ran. And the kids especially just come up with all these ideas, too. That's what's, I think, really fun about it, too, is to see them do all this brainstorming and come up with these awesome, you know, creative ideas that I would never dream of coming up with. But they kind of took that topic of heroes and mythology, and so far we have a god gallery where they have researched gods in different cultures. And that was kind of one thing that we saw early on, was that we were kind of limited with our schools. Usually we have one school from America. That's just kind of the way it works out. We tend to kind of dominate the GBC applicants, unfortunately. And then one school from Canada, which of course is you, and then we had a school from Colombia early on who dropped out, and so we got placed with a third school also in America, which is Janet. And so we kind of realized early on that we didn't have as much of a kind of global perspective as we might like to have, and so we kind of said mm-hmm. let's go on and research and see what other countries and cultures have to offer in terms of mythology. And so the kids really jumped on that and went crazy just researching these different gods and goddesses and stories and myths and things like that of these different cultures. And lots of times it tied in with their own culture, which was really fun to kind of see them explore that too. So we have that going. And then right now the students, your students especially, are jumping on this, and they're writing their own hero stories. They've made their own heroes and given them their own special set of hero powers and things like that, and they're writing a story, and then the students at my school and at Janet's school are logging on to the wiki, which your kids have used to make the story, and they're giving feedback. At some point, they're probably going to begin to peer edit the stories and heroes and things like that. Kids in Janet's school are doing some flash movies along with the hero. So again, I mean, what you mentioned earlier just ties in perfectly because it is kind of multiple intelligence driven. The kids that are really good at the writing can work on that part. The kids that are really good at more of the visual representation can do their part with that too. And again, the whole idea of having to negotiate and peer edit for people you've never met before, and you know, how do you phrase that without, you know, hurting people's feelings, and how do you respond to that kind of criticism when you get it? Things like that is really, really great. So that's where we are so far, and I'm sure we'll have some other ideas popping up too, but at this point we need to kind of finalize things because our deadline is coming up in about a month and a half. You know what, Sharon, you've gone into Darth Vader mode. I can't. This is one of the pitfalls of Skype.
Okay, is this any better?
Oh, that's much better, yeah.
Okay, I had to, you know, switch to my headset to read that it was the Logitech headset. Sometimes Skype is kind of fussy that way.
Oh, yeah.
Where were we talking about? Yeah, we have 6 weeks left to go. I had an exciting opportunity yesterday to model an example of really good negotiation between two students from two different schools.
Oh, yeah.
And so we looked at Haley and Caroline as they were negotiating
what good.
Haley's character should look like. And, you know, Haley said, well, I really pictured her looking like this. And Caroline came back and said, oh, yes, okay, I kind of get that. Let me work on that. And it was just a wonderful exchange of 10 or 12 you know, back and forth responses to each other, that I pointed out to the students, this is what the judges are going to be looking for. This
right.
is, you know, this sense that we've been collaborating together and working out this and that. And, you know, they got it. It was good to see this sort of little look in their eyes like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and so they, of course, they've finished their stories. They're waiting for feedback. And they're all keen about getting started with graphics, too. They want to jump on board and start drawing their own characters as well and adding to that. So I'm excited because I think this project has really great potential, as well as, you know, the educational value. And what's exciting for me is that somehow the three of us are still able to meet our own school standards and curriculum guidelines as we work on this project, so that we don't have to do something sort of over and above what we already teach. And at the same time, we're just building in some skills that are so invaluable that you just can't duplicate in other ways.
You're right. Too often, I think people see this kind of project, kind of like you said, and say, oh, I don't have time for that. I have my other curriculum I have to teach to. I can't do this on top of that. And I think, like you said, we've kind of shown that, you know, it's not impossible to do both. You know, take this project, and because it's so open-ended about what topic you decide to do your website about, you know, you can choose any topic. And so that's why we said early on, you know, you kind of drive the topic because you have your language arts curriculum to deal with, and we can kind of work around that. And so it really has worked out well that we've each kind of hit our standards and objectives and still do a really cool project, like you said,
really
that fills
cool
in these skills that they really, really need to learn.
And really. You can't duplicate it.
No.
I don't think you can duplicate this in a classroom setting.
I really think by crossing
the borders and doing things cross-culturally, you can't duplicate that in a class situation.
Right.
I just want to talk about the tools that we're using because this is this year we've been able to use some tools, Web 2.0 tools, so what I think of as Web 2.0 tools, that I think have really, really added to our project in terms of efficiency, in terms of getting more work done and being able to communicate easier and in real time. And I'm thinking of Skype. Janet, Sean, and I have used Skype every week, and we've dedicatedly come to our meeting times, and we spend generally about an hour. in a conference, and we chat up, you know, what our goals are for the week, if we met our goals from a previous week. We sort out difficulties and problems. You know, we establish where we're going, ideas that have come up. We try to, you know, troubleshoot and problem solve anything that may have gone amiss between students, mm-hmm. between the schools,
right.
and that has happened, you know. And, yeah. you know, some feelings have been hurt, or somebody deleted someone's file or something like that, and we've got to work out how we're going to cope with that.
Yeah.
Another tool we've used is the wiki this year, and I think it seems to be working out really well.
Yeah, it really is, and it's my kind of first use of wikis, and I've heard about them a lot from you and from other teachers and things like that too. So this is kind of my first opportunity to really try it out in my classroom, and it really is, you know, an easy, cool way to kind of post your work and then let people, you know, make the comments and edit. It's easy for us to track, you know, who has jumped in and done what they're supposed to do, or who hasn't done what they're supposed to do, and the kids, I think, really like it too, and they feel like it's a really productive way to kind of do this as a team. So yeah, that's been a great tool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And
yeah.
NiceNet's been around forever, and I do want to do give a plug for NiceNet, because in a sense
yeah.
it's an early Web 2.0 tool.
Sure.
Even though it's an asynchronous conference area, they have managed to keep, the creators of NiceNet, I don't know who the fellows are, but they've managed
yeah.
to keep it free for all this time
uh-huh.
since, I think, 1998 they've been in business and had that up for people around the world. It's an educational-based tool. Sort of a content management system. It's
yeah.
it's quite basic. It's quite flat. It doesn't have a lot of the bells and whistles that we see with things like Moodle or other content management systems that I've seen.
Sure.
But the benefit to that is that schools around the world with slower speeds, dial-up speeds or whatever, less technology or less advanced technology, can have access to it. And,
right.
you know, that you can't diminish the importance of that right
There's
now.
There's something to be said for that, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we don't face that right now. We're more or less in a high-speed world. But
mm-hmm.
The countries that are also participating in this competition, they come from India, they come from Russia, they come from
yeah.
Countries in Africa, and just sometimes you cannot just assume that they have access to the high speed,
mm-hmm.
you know, or to the more advanced even computers with processor speeds and all that.
Sure,
so
yeah.
NiceNet really has been a terrific environment for the kids to get to know each other
yeah.
and for us to post some of our work. We stored all of our research work in NiceNet. And it's been a great place, easy place for the kids to communicate with each other. So we've got these tools, and they've really helped us out a lot.
And yeah, they're out there, and they're free. And like you said, that's something to mention too. That you know they're not just these pie in the sky, you know, really expensive types of tools to use. If you have a decent, you know, computer and a decent, you know, network, then you're set. So.
To participate in this particular contest is absolutely free. You know, one does not need to
right.
to put up some kind of registration fee, which really makes it conducive for public schools in particular to participate
mm-hmm.
and to interact with the other students. And you represent a public school, and
yes.
I know Janet is also at a public school, and I happen to be at a private independent school. And, you know, for all our bells and whistles we have at our independent school here, because I'm in a laptop program, each of my students
mm-hmm.
has their own laptop, I would say that, you know, they're still on pretty much an equal footing with your students, because
sure. Sure, yeah.
Computing seems to be quite ubiquitous these days. They can go
mm-hmm.
home and interact as well. So that's it. I just want to make a plug for that. And I might even send Frank Patrick a copy of this little podcast. I'll put
oh,
it up
sure.
on Podomatic or something,
mm-hmm.
as well as upload it to the Webcast Academy. But thank you for your time, Sean, and maybe we'll get back to our real meeting to discuss our goals for the week.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.